This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. Several hundred Republicans in Billings have chosen delegates to represent Montana at the party's national convention. The Montana Republican Party said it will send 27 people to the national convention in July, the majority of which were chosen Saturday. The party will now select alternate delegates. The Billings Gazette reports that members of presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump's campaign were recently in Billings to ensure Trump supporters applied for delegate consideration. Will Deschamps, state campaign director for Ted Cruz, says he told Cruz supporters to stay involved and choose Trump instead, since Cruz suspended his campaign. The winner of Montana's Republican primary gets all 27 delegates through the first vote of the national convention. Then the delegates can vote for anyone if more than one vote is needed to select a presidential candidate. The state is raising awareness of a national crisis text line that offers 24/7 access to crisis counselors. To access the service, Montanans can text MT to 741741, the left side keys on a phone dial pad from bottom to top. Montana Suicide Prevention Lifeline is available by calling 1-800-273-TALK. However, data indicates only about 2% of high school students use telephone crisis hotlines. Suicide Prevention Coordinator Carl Roston says information about the crisis text line is being added to the resources included on the state's suicide prevention website and to its training materials and other marketing. Montana had the highest suicide rate in the country in 2013 and 2014 and is consistently in the top three. A Billings-based mental health staffing agency is struggling to find clinical therapists to work with mentally ill inmates at the Yellowstone County Jail. The Billings Gazette reports that mental health center officials say there have been zero applications for the jail position in the 6 weeks the jobs have been posted and advertised at colleges and professional associations. Mental health center executive director Barbara Mettler says she didn't think filling the two positions at the jail would be easy, but having no responses, she says, is still shocking. Mettler attributes the hiring problems to working in a jail and to workforce shortages. She says licensed clinical therapists can make a lot more money in other places. Wildlife officials say a grizzly bear found refuge in a deserted homestead building in northern Montana after being chased by a pickup truck. Mike Madel, a grizzly bear management specialist with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, told the Great Falls Tribune track showed the bear was being followed by a truck and dogs were on its tail. The Center for Mental Health is opening a 6-bed youth crisis home in Great Falls. The agency received a grant to open the facility where youth can stay up for 14 days. The center is awaiting final licensing approval. Recently released documents show two men brutally beat a Montana man outside a Wyoming saloon after an argument over a racial remark. The Sheridan Press reported Saturday that 21-year-old Dylan Dygert and 26-year-old Jacob Olson were jailed on $20,000 bond in the May 8th attack. Court documents released after their Friday court appearance show the assault left Clayton Denny of Billings with serious head injuries. Denny's half black and half Chippewa and Cree. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.